Have you ever looked at a map of the South Atlantic and noticed that tiny speck of land roughly halfway between South Africa and South America? Most people haven't. But this week, that speck became the center of one of the most remarkable military aviation missions you'll hear about all year. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The island is called Tristan da Cunha. It is, by most measures, the most remote inhabited place on Earth. About 250 people live there. It's a British overseas territory. And here's the detail that makes this story matter to us. There's no airstrip, no runway, no helipad, nothing. The island is essentially a volcanic peak rising straight out of the ocean, ringed by cliffs. The only way in or out is by boat. And that boat ride from Cape Town takes roughly 7 days. So what do you do when someone on that island comes down with a suspected case of hantavirus, a potentially deadly rodent-borne illness, and you need to get medical teams and supplies there fast? You call the Royal Air Force. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. The Royal Air Force tasked an Airbus A400M Atlas, their four-engine turboprop military transport, to fly from the United Kingdom down to the South Atlantic. We're talking about a flight of thousands of miles over open ocean to reach a target that's basically a dot in the water. And when they got there, they didn't land. They couldn't land. They conducted an airdrop, parachuted British Army medical personnel and supplies down to the island. Now let's talk about why this is extraordinary from an aviation standpoint. First, the A400M. This is not a legacy Cold War airlifter. It's a modern platform built by Airbus Defense and Space, powered by 4TP400 turboprops, each producing roughly 11,000 shaft horsepower. It was designed from the ground up to do exactly this kind of mission. Long-range heavy payload and the ability to conduct precision airdrops, its operational ceiling and range make it one of the few aircraft in the Western inventory that could realistically pull off a mission like this without staging through multiple bases. Second, the airdrop itself. Dropping personnel by parachute onto a remote volcanic island in the middle of the South Atlantic is not a routine training exercise. You've got unpredictable winds around a mountainous island, extremely limited landing zones, and essentially no margin for error. If a jumper drifts off target, they're going into the ocean, with the nearest rescue assets being whatever boats the islanders have on hand. The planning that goes into a drop like this, the weather analysis, the wind modeling at altitude and at the surface, the coordination with people on the ground who have limited communications infrastructure. It's a masterclass in mission planning. Third, think about the navigation and logistics. Tristan da Cunha sits at roughly 37 degrees south latitude, 6,700 miles from London. The A400M has a range of around 3,200 nautical miles depending on payload, which means this mission almost certainly required air-to-air refueling or staging through Ascension Island, another remote British territory about 1,500 nautical miles to the north. Either way, this is expeditionary aviation at its most demanding. Here's what you need to know as a pilot thinking about this story. We talk a lot about the importance of aviation in connecting remote communities. In the United States, we think about bush flying in Alaska, medical flights to island communities, that sort of thing. But Tristan da Cunha represents the absolute extreme end of that spectrum, a place where aviation is literally the only way to deliver emergency aid in any kind of reasonable time frame. And even then, it requires military-grade capabilities to do it. It also raises an interesting infrastructure question. Tristan da Cunha has discussed the possibility of building some kind of landing strip over the years, but the terrain makes it extraordinarily difficult. The island is steep, volcanic, and there's almost no flat ground. Any runway construction would be a massive engineering project. So for now, airdrop remains the only aviation option, and that means the island's emergency response capability is entirely dependent on whether a nation with long-range military transport aircraft is willing and able to fly that mission. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on the medical side either. Hantavirus is serious. It's transmitted through contact with rodent droppings, urine, or saliva, and some strains carry a fatality rate that can be quite high. On a small island with limited medical facilities and no hospital in any conventional sense, even a single suspected case is a genuine emergency. The fact that the British government authorized a full military airdrop operation tells you how seriously they're taking this. For those of us who fly general aviation, there's something humbling about this mission. We worry about crosswinds and density altitude and finding the right frequency. Meanwhile, there are military aviators planning a precision airdrop onto a volcanic island in the middle of nowhere, threading the needle between mountain winds and ocean swells, putting people on the ground in a place where the nearest divert field is over 1,000 miles away. It's also a reminder of something we sometimes take for granted. The global aviation infrastructure that lets us fly from point A to point B with weather data, navigation aids, and airports every few dozen miles is not universal. There are still places on this planet where the only way in is by parachute. One more thought on this. The A400M has been in service with the RAF since 2014, and it's had its share of growing pains as a platform. But missions like this are exactly what it was built for. When people question the cost of maintaining military airlift capability, this is the answer. You cannot do this with a civilian aircraft. You cannot charter this mission. It requires a purpose-built military transport with trained crews who practice this kind of operation regularly. This story came to us via The Aviationist, and it's one of those missions that deserves more attention than it'll probably get. If you want to dig deeper, check out radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Sometimes the most impressive flying happens where nobody's watching. See you next time.